I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots, our program about Detroit, the Motor City, Motown. And here's where the rubber meets the road, from recording studio to assembly line, for Smokey Robinson. Born William Robinson in 1940, he came out singing from a tough Detroit neighborhood and went on to become a songwriter and producer for Motown Records. Let's hear from Smokey about where it started.
I mean, I grew up in a neighborhood where Diana Ross lived right down the street from me, and Aretha Franklin lived around the corner, and the Four Tops lived two blocks over, and the Temptations lived about four blocks away. You know, this was where I grew up. It was the era of the doo-wop groups. And in Detroit at the time, you were either in a gang or a group. And so I chose to be in a group.
There is a long sort of history of, in the quartet, say, of people who do sing the high tenors and the falsetto. Did you have a sense that you had a voice that could go where you go?
Well, I've always had a high voice. See, I guess that's why I picked my singing idols to be guys with high voices. I had all of Jackie Wilson's records, and I had all of Sam Cooke's records, and all of Clyde McFadden's records, and Frankie Lyman, and even when I was in high school, I was in the alto section. That's just how I sound and who I am. The Miracles and I, we were not called the Miracles at that time, but the Matadors. We all had the high water pants and the short waistcoat jackets, and we went for an audition for Jackie Wilson's managers. And Barry happened to be there that day because he was going to turn in some new songs to Jackie Wilson. So he comes outside after we were finished, after we'd been rejected, and he questioned us as to where we got the songs from, and I told him that I wrote them, and he said, well, there were a couple of them that he liked. He said, yeah, he said, I'm Barry Gordy. I said, you mean Barry Gordy who writes for Jackie Wilson? He said, yeah, that's me, you know. So then my lip dropped down to the ground. I had a loose leaf notebook of about 100 songs, and I must have sang 30 of them for Barry. And he never, ever said, okay, man, that's enough, or okay, I'm tired, or any of that. He just critiqued every one. And about a year or so after I met Barry, we started Motown. So, you know, the rest is history.
People say I'm the life of the party 'cause I tell a joke or two.
We think of this gleaming grand Oz of Motown, but you know, it really was people, voices, songs getting together. Could you say a little about the process of creating songs for yourself in that studio setting?
We had a great family atmosphere, a lot of young people making music, even though we were highly, highly competitive with each other. See, Hitsville was also a unique place because all the guys in all the groups, we really hung out there. We'd be playing cards, we'd be playing chess, we'd be playing ping pong. And so it would be nothing for me to be in a room doing something and Norman Whitfield be recording something on Marvin Gaye and running and say, hey man, Smoke, come in here and put some hand claps on this record. And I'd go in there and do it.
Now, you've been somebody that has taken the blues or gospel or the doo-wop, and you carried it off to a much wider, broad mainstream audience, black and white.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I think that the Motown accomplished something that they were trying to legislate. They had everybody trying to get people together, and we did it with music. When I go and perform, I'm so proud and I'm so happy that there are people there from every race you can think of, and I love that. Performing is my favorite part of my work. It's the time when I get a chance to one-on-one with the fans. They think they're coming to see me, but I'm going to see them.
If you feel like loving me, then you got the notion. I sing a nerdy motion. So, if you feel like
for American Roots Shortcuts. I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.